USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael, with 155-mile-an-hour winds at landfall, is the strongest storm to make landfall in the continental United States since Hurricane Andrew back in 1992. President Trump said Florida's panhandle was prepared as best they could be. Meanwhile, Apalachicola Mayor Van W. Johnson joined Fox News to talk about all the people that ended up evacuating his town.
It was about 40% in my community leading up. In fact, I was at that press conference when the governor expressed the need to evacuate. And at that time, it was reported about 40% of the people from Apalachicola had heeded that call.
President Trump is in Erie, Pennsylvania for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. Not a good day on Wall Street as both the Dow and S&P lost today. The Dow down 831 points to close the day at 25,598. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The operator of a limousine company involved in a crash that killed 20 people was arrested on Wednesday. It wasn't immediately clear what the man was charged with as he was taken into custody following a traffic stop on a highway near Albany, New York. The wife of the limo driver involved in the crash joined CBS's early show. She says her husband was a very skilled driver.
He was in excellent health. He was an excellent driver. For over 20-plus years, he drove a tractor trailer.
There's a new cash crop coming north of the border, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
On October 17th, Canada will become the second and largest country with a legal national marijuana marketplace. Uruguay launched legal sales last year after several years of planning it. It's a profound social shift in Canada, promised by the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and fueled by a desire to bring the black market there into a regulated taxed system after nearly a century of prohibition.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Republican Senator Rand Paul said he worries that the current political climate will lead to deadly violence, which may include an assassination. He joined Fox News to talk about people needing to be more civil regarding politics.
I was there at the ball field when Stephen Scalise almost died from a very, very angry, violent man who was incited really by rhetoric on the left. And this hasn't been reported enough. When he came onto the field with a semi-automatic weapon, firing probably close to 200 shots at us, shooting five people and almost killing Steve Scalise, he was yelling, "This is for health care." He also had a list of conservative legislators, Republicans, in his pocket that he was willing to kill. So what happens when Democrats say get up in their face, they need to realize that there are a lot of unstable people out there. There are people with anger issues. There are people that are prone to violence. They might even live next door to you. You don't know where these people are. But what we shouldn't do is incite people to violence. And so we've asked Cory Booker to retract those words. We've asked the Democrats in general to try to ratchet it down and say, look, we want peaceful dialogue.
Paul was then asked if Booker responded.
We've heard indirectly from him that he didn't intend to incite violence. And I take him at his word on that. And the problem is rational people might back down. But what's going to happen when the guy comes with a gun to a rally or comes with a knife to a rally? There is going to be an assassination if this doesn't ratchet down. And I think the other side needs to really calm the rhetoric down.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.